This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, this is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. The idea behind this program is to give you a connection to yourself, to the things about you that you may not always tap into. We all live busy lives. We all have wonderful, memorable moments in our lives. But I think too often, and I find this, frankly, many of the things that I do on the air are reflective of what's going on in my life. And I found during the course of my 40s and 50s to have been an especially important time for me figuring me out. I had never taken the time to figure me out. How many of you take time in your daily life to figure you out? Do you go to sources? Do you read? Or do you just ignore? Many people don't want to be in touch with themselves because they're afraid. More often than not, they're afraid of things like sickness and death. And I will tell you very honestly, I don't pull any punches. There were many years when I was, especially in my 30s, the 30s were probably the worst decade in my life. I was divorced early, married way too early, had children early, made them the focal point, but I didn't have good personal relationships. I didn't have, as it turned out, very good personal skills to have relationships. There are some people who might tell you that even now I don't have that, but I would probably argue that point. The 30s for me were a time of complete fear. It was nothing but reacting, not acting, and being afraid of what happens if I don't have any money, what happens if I don't have anybody to love me, what happens if I, whatever you can come up with. We all come up with the same things. And that leads to a fear of death. More often than not, people spend much of their time in fear of death. And why is it that we fear death? Mostly because we don't know anything about it. We have speculative stories that come down from people that pass myths and yarns around heaven and hell, and God will accept you when you die. And there are so many different philosophies, the reincarnation philosophy, which I actually happen to believe in. I think there are too many things that go on in our lives that go from one thing to the next, that we see people that we think we've known before, or we experience things, or we remember things, and we didn't have them happen to us in this life. And so it brings me around to a research study that is focused on death and whether or not we are afraid or should we be afraid. This research suggests we ought not to be so afraid of death. The imagination, I remember I sort of engaged in this with my father when he was dying. I never really did with my mother. But my father at 88 came to me, and my father was not a passionate nor a demonstrative man. But I can remember he'd had a couple strokes by then. He died finally at the age of 91 of a stroke. But he came to me once in my kitchen. He just walked in, he looked at me, and this is a man that was a tough guy on the surface. He was very active all of his life, a strong physical man, but he was obviously afraid of what was going to happen. At this point in his life, he knew that he was coming close to the end of his life, and he was just completely afraid of what the future would hold for him. And, you know, because dying to him was something he couldn't wrap himself around. What happens to me when my body's dead? And many people think that dying is dreadful. However, these perceptions may not reflect reality according to this research study. Actually, there are two of them, two new studies, and in them, the people doing the research compared the experience of people facing imminent death with that of people imagining imminent death. So, real versus not real. Study one revealed that blog posts of near-death patients with cancer were more positive and less negative than the simulated blog posts of non-patients. And also that the patient's blog post became more positive as death neared was a part of the conclusion of the study. So that's study one. Study two reveals that the last words of death row inmates were more positive and less negative than the simulated last words of non-inmates. Also, these last words were less negative than poetry written by death row inmates. So, these results, it would seem to me, suggest that the experience of dying, even because of a terminal illness or execution, may be more pleasant than one might imagine. But you know what? You don't really know. How do you know? You have faith. You may have been brought up in a religious tradition that teaches you about the value of heaven and hell, and if you do what God says, then you'll go to heaven. If you are a bad person, you go to hell. I think it's more complex than that, frankly. I think that there is... But again, I said, I think. I don't know. I really and truly haven't a clue, and neither does anybody else. In a moment, I'm going to bring Uri Geller in to the conversation, because I think he and I have discussed this many times over the years, the reality of death, where you go, what does your intuition tell you about death. So, Uri Geller, up next on Your Hidden Power.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them. Huh? I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
16 past the hour, Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us, as is a regular event on this overview of what's going on with your mind, is Uri Geller, who is a fabulous friend, number one to me, but a fabulous friend to this program, fabulous friend to perhaps millions of people who have been influenced by Uri's thinking over the years. So you'll get a kick out of this, Uri. I think I'll post this also on Facebook. A friend of mine who worked for American Airlines for a number of years, who I knew 7-8 years ago, said she would never have known about Uri Geller if it were not for me. So a friend of hers who is a ticket agent for American sent this to her, and I'll just read it, and then we'll post it. The definition of a ticket agent: a superhuman with the patience of a saint, the herding ability of an Australian sheepdog, the ESP abilities of Uri Geller, the compassion of a psychoanalyst, and the tact of a diplomat. So, ESP, extrasensory perception. Do you think that's your foremost identity, using ESP?
Well, I think that really I became very well known around the world for spoon bending. I originated spoon bending.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came out with bending a spoon, no one has done it before me. So that became almost like my calling card. And that's what I managed to instill into world culture. If you remember the movie, The First Matrix, with Keanu Reeves, who is learning how to bend a spoon by a child, to Robert De Niro playing me, George Clooney played me. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of interesting examples of how my name was used, like now, this ticket agent. What's the definition of a ticket agent? But I can tell you that I find, because I have Google Alert for my name, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't find my name in some publication. Lots of crossword puzzles, the New York Times, the Washington Post. So, you know, I'm very flattered, and I'm...
We missed what happened.
Or in Strange.
Ah, there he is. Okay. We missed you. We lost you for a second there. You said you were very flattered, and then finished that sentence.
I'm very flattered and kind of honored that my name has become kind of synonymous, known with the extra, you know, powers of the mind, ESP. Because what is ESP? Extrasensory perception. It's also called the sixth sense. It can also be called a second sight. And it basically includes the reception of information not gained through the recognized physical senses, but sensed with the mind. And you and I have this between us all the time. All your listeners who are now listening into our conversation, they will all have stories of ESP, of telepathy, of something strange happening to them, like they think of someone that they haven't thought for 2 or 3 years, and that day they call them. The telephone rings and it's them, and they say, oh my God, I just thought about you today. Or that you go to a place that you've never been before, and suddenly the area or what you're looking at looks totally familiar, and you say, oh, this is deja vu. So all these little psychic experiences throughout our lives happen to all of us. And I think this is why I became so well known around the world, because people could identify with me. They say, oh, I also have ESP. Oh, I'm also psychic. Doug, do you know that about 75 to 80%, you can Google this, people in this world believe in ESP. They believe in angels.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They believe in psychokinesis. They believe in life after death.
I think all of those things, you and I believe in those things, and we've had many conversations about them, and that brings me around to something. We're going to pause for a few minutes, Uri. I'd like you to stay with us for a while, because I want to discuss this research that's been done about death and dying, and whether people ought to be afraid of dying, of death. You and I are moving along, as is everybody else. There's probably less time left in our lives than what we've experienced so far. So, do we worry about it? I've come to a place where I'm not worried about it at all. And I think you probably are there too. But let's talk about it from the practical point of view of people who do have fear and how to get over it. 21 after the hour.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
And change after the hour. By the way, the reference we made to the definition of a ticket agent appears on a T-shirt. And the T-shirt is still, you can buy these T-shirts. Or we already found where to buy them. Where do you get them?
Where, Shippy, where did you find the T-shirts? I'm buying them up. I'll give them as gifts to friends.
Yeah, why not? It's cool.
It's called, what is it called, Shippy? It's called the Airline Employee Shop.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll send you a link.
But leave it to you to figure out how to get it, good Lord.
Yeah, we're about to talk about death.
Yeah, I'm going to give you there's a survey that came out, a couple of surveys, from near-death patients had cancer. They were more positive and less negative about dying. And the other study was death row inmates who are more positive and less negative about dying. Now, I don't know whether they're a good sample or not, but when you think about dying, when people ask you about dying, what do you say? About your own death or death in general?
Well, first of all, Doug, death marks the end of life, which is kind of a very serious point. And death is probably one of the great certainties in life. We will all die. Someday we'll all die. And some of us will die in kind of ways out of our control, and most of us will be unaware of the moment of death itself. You know, here in Israel, you can't open the internet without seeing two motorcyclists died, accident killed five. I mean, it's crazy. So these people on impact die, which means that they were not aware of the moment of their death.
What does that mean?
Dying.
You just what do you think that means? You're not aware of it. You just you're breathing 1 minute and you're conscious, and the next minute you're not, and that's it.
Exactly. But let me just elaborate a little more about death. You can look at it. Death and dying can be approached in a very positive and healthy way, just as you now said off the air. You know, understanding that people differ in how they think about death and dying, and respecting those differences can promote a very peaceful death. Remember what I just said. And what I mean by that is that, of course, dying with your family around you, holding, you know, their hands, you holding their hands, is amazing. That's the best exit that you can have. But you see, I am a huge believer that there is no death. There's no such thing as death. Your spirit and your energy and your soul will not die. And I can prove that scientifically. Simply Google Albert Einstein, 1924, go to his equation, scientific equation, E equals MC square, where you will read and you will see the proof that energy cannot be destroyed. So one must ask the question that the moment of death, when you depart, what happens to that energy, to your soul and to your spirit? I believe we're catapulted into a different dimension in a split of a second, and we enter a different realm. I think we look alike, we stay alike, we will meet all our friends who are deceased, our pets, our dogs and cats and cows, and that's how I view death. This is why I have less fear of death, because I believe of its continuity. And I think you do too.
Yeah, I do. I've learned a lot, as I said earlier on, the last 30, 40 years of trying to understand myself and what was this thing called life, what's it all about, and why are you here? And it's hard to come up with reasons sometimes, but if you're worried about death, it seems to be a waste of time because you can't do anything about it anyway. You're going to die. So
exactly. Doug, here in Tel Aviv, I visit a lot Schneider Children Hospital. And just 3 weeks ago, I visited a 16-year-old kid who was dying. And he died, and his parents were around him. Very, very sad, tragic. And I kept telling them that, you keep, be strong, and you can't stop this. And I totally believe that his image, his soul, his energy will survive. And I told them also that wait for signs. I believe that people who departed, who passed over to the other side, can contact us and can send signs.
I think they do all the time. I think our pets that we love are around us as well. All right, Uri, good to have you here. Uri Geller, his website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, drive the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit. The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them. Huh? I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buy Ford.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Napa Know How.
If your car's due up for an oil change, but you've been holding out till Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil was on sale for just $5.79 a quart, does that mean you've been patient or you've been procrastinating? Either way, your procrastive patience just paid off, because you can get Mobil 1 full synthetic for just $5.79 a quart. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/17.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen. One of the things that is all of our tasks, we all need to understand that we don't need to understand everything. One of the things that's so hard about this life, and one of the reasons I wanted to do this focus on your hidden power, was to bring out in all of us the things that frustrate us, because many of us are frustrated by things we don't understand. Sometimes it's astrology, but the hidden, the sixth sense, or the hidden question, the hidden experiences that we have that sometimes we just don't understand. And overanalyzing your life, this is something that I have done, and our next presenter is somebody who's gotten to know me over the last couple of years, and she will tell you that what I just said is some, in some way, shape, or form, is the way you might describe me. My friend and our friend, actually, astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy, says that the Scorpio in me, Mary, is what wants me. I'm a discoverer. I'm a detective. I want to know. I want to analyze. I want answers. And sometimes it's frustrating because you get with people who may not have the answers or may not want to talk about the answers, and so you frustrate yourself. And then there's that. At that point, you let it go, or you do as much as you can on your own, and then you forget about it, because there are many circumstances and many people that you confront in life And I don't mean that as a negative, but people that you come across in your life that you have questions about that you don't understand, and they may not understand it, right? We don't all understand. Most of us don't understand a lot of what goes on with us and in life. And isn't that what brings people to you? Mary O'Malley is a very good psychic scout. Her website, as a matter of fact, is called psychicscout.com, psychic, psychicscout.com. And so when people have questions, many of them are based on fear. And you may have heard me talking earlier with Uri Geller about the fear of death and this survey that suggests a lot of people who are dying with diseases or who know they're going to die are not really worried about it. Not that you can do much about it. Anyway, how many people do you think in the course, percentage-wise or otherwise, who come to visit you have a fear of death?
You know, once again, I kind of have the same experience. If they know, you know, I've worked with a few people that knew they were on their way out, mm-hmm. and they seem to be mostly at peace with it. The big thing they want to know is who's going to be there to greet them. Mm-hmm. So, and then others, you know, well, I don't want to die. Am I okay? Da 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 da. So I kind of experienced the same thing with my clients. If they knew that, you know, they were on their final moments, they seemed to be more at peace with it, but just more interested in who was going to greet them.
Would they change? Do you find that some people, if they are aware of it, we all need to be aware of it because we're all going to be taken out or go out or leave. There's not mm-hmm. any example of anyone I know that has gone and then come back again. You know, the Jesus, people are still waiting for Jesus to come back. So we come back, though. Right. We do come back in another way. We come back with a different energy. If we believe in reincarnation, you have another life. I believe in it. I think the people that I know here, I've known for many of my past lives. You?
I think so, too. And it's, you know, validated every time I do a past life regression with someone. And I always ask, you know, who from that life is in your life today? Mm-hmm. And there's always an answer. You know, there's always some real clarity on how they interacted before in a lifetime. And so I think we do come back. You know, people say we come back in soul groups.
Tribes. I've heard it described as tribes. We come back in tribes.
As tribes.
Yeah. Well,
but it makes sense, you know, if we're having different experiences together, that we're all growing through that. And it could be different parts of your own soul that you're interacting with, you know, where souls can pretty much be in many places at one time. So, you know, who knows?
Really, hold on a second. Explain that one. I haven't heard that one before. Your soul can be many places at the same time?
Yeah, I participated in a regression where we had to find out what other experiences we were having on Earth at the same time, and I was like five other people at the same time.
Really?
It was the most amazing thing, and the information seemed so vivid. And one part of me had just died in a mudslide in South America. And when I went home, I turned on the news, and they were having horrible mudslides in South America. I was like, wow.
So let me understand this, because I've not heard this part. I've not heard this theory before. So you're suggesting that other people, there are a number of people who would share the same soul at the same time. Is that what
mm-hmm.
you're saying? Really?
Yes. Huh. Yeah. In fact, in 2 or 3 weeks, one of the classes that I'm having online is a regression into parallel lives. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to give that a try.
All right. So that's at yourpsychicscout.com. So
yeah.
Now that makes me think about something that I've discussed. I even think I discussed it with you about people that you know that may be twin souls. There's the term soul mate. Then there's the term mm-hmm. twin souls, or is there, what you're saying, if I hear you correctly, is that one soul may be in two bodies. Is that related to soul mate or twin souls, or is that yet another concept?
Spirit's telling me, no, it is another concept. It's a little different.
How so?
Give me a second.
Right. By the way, to hesitate, let me explain this because this is very important. When I ask Mary a question, she oftentimes hesitates for a few seconds because she's getting input from Spirit in order to answer the question. Because a lot of the questions that I ask are things that are not necessarily technical, but things that are penetrating. Because otherwise, what good are these conversations if we can't get down into the nitty-gritty and penetrate through some of the veneers that come, frankly, from religion or come from what your parents told you or whatever the other obstructions are to you having a free mind. Anyway, is that fair for me to explain, Mary?
Sure, yes. It's a little hard to get the whole concept down, but they're telling me that, souls often come from the same source, and they split apart to have different experiences of themselves.
What is what would be the source? I'm not going to ask you because...
I know.
I'm trying to fill the dead air, which is my inclination, but I should be smart enough just to let it set for a second so you can get your answer.
Right, and I'll think about it and have a better answer for you next time. There is something like universal energy wants to have an experience of itself, and it creates itself as a soul, and then the soul parts split off. So I need a little more time to meditate on that one. I never asked that question before.
No, I would like to have an answer, because I think there are things that go on in our lives. Sometimes we see it in our children, or we see it in a spouse or a loved one. I certainly have seen it in the last 5 or 6 years in a way the concept was mirroring, I think, that some people use, but seeing or experiencing something. And I even think, now that I'm into it, you said something about twin souls. It is frustrating because you can't always go down the street that you want to as you learn your lessons or have the experience that you're having.
It's interesting because I find that people want to believe that there's it's as simple as they have a twin soul, or it's as simple as they have a soul mate. And I think those are human words that we use to try to explain certain connections with people. I don't think it's that simple. A lot of times soulmates seem to come with lessons, a lesson that you have to learn. Anybody who's in your life and your life is difficult and you have to move through something to come to the other side actually could be considered a soulmate. They're there with you to help you walk through a certain experience or to create that experience for you.
Right.
So I always warn people, don't ask for a soulmate. Ask for a true love.
Well, then there's this whole business of fear and fear-based thinking. I'm afraid of this or I'm afraid of that, as to how it relates to relationships as well as to your individual existence. I'm afraid of dying. I'm afraid of getting... How many times do you hear people come to you, I'm afraid that I'm going to get sick, or I'm afraid... whatever, fill in the blank. People spend so much time in fear. And the biggest fear mode is, what happens when I die? Hey, what happens when you die is going to happen. You're not going to stop it. If you live a healthy life and live a good life, you probably enjoy life here a little longer, but you're only postponing what's going to happen.
Are you there?
I am. Yes, I was waiting for you to get your spirit input. The business of... Go ahead.
Because you're fading out. I'm not hearing you.
All right. Let's pause it for a second, and we'll see if we can connect or reconnect or recorrect. 14 minutes for the hour.
The Ford summer sales event is in full swing.
How does one tiny little human need all this stuff? Stroller, umbrella, buckets, shovels, blanket, changing table, jumpy gym, bouncy seat.
Okay, sweetie, can you open the back?
Sure. I'm not holding anything with my foot.
Hands-free foot-activated liftgate, available on the 2017 Ford Escape, lets you load up without putting anything down.
Wait, isn't the jumpy gym to bouncy seat the same thing?
Totally.
totally different.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry and get our hottest offer, 0% financing for 72 months on select Ford Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Of all the different ways our lives are affected by government regulations, one form of governmental control has a more widespread impact on the lives of ordinary Americans than any other, says a Harvard economist. Can you guess what kind of regulation that is? According to The Economist, it's land use regulation, also known as zoning laws. These types of laws have a tremendous effect on how big our homes and apartments are, how much they cost, and even what we can do with our own property. Zoning laws can help protect a property's value, but in many cases, they can have negative effects too, including actually making housing and jobs less available in areas where they're needed most. Let's be fair, reforming zoning laws is never easy, but it could actually unite people who want less government with people who want more. How? By giving more freedom to property owners at the same time that it would provide more housing options for the poor. In other words, a win-win. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout, the intuitive, is here with us. We're talking about death and what people assume about death. The intuition, maybe because we only use a certain portion of our brain, we can't really figure out, or it gets to be frustrating because maybe your brain, in a way, develops more after you moved on. We have lots of beliefs here that are restrictive, don't we? I mean, when you think about people and their religious beliefs or political beliefs or whatever their beliefs about life.
Yeah, it's so weird. And when you think that we're all souls, you know, and on the other side we have a little different experience or, you know, a bigger perspective of what's going on. And yet here as humans, it's like we're all actors in a play, you know, where we all have these different roles and different beliefs and things like that. I want to say when my dad passed, I was with him, and the moment he passed, I felt his hand on my shoulder and this sense of honor for being in his life, being at his passing. He was honoring me, and I didn't expect that, Doug.
No.
I didn't expect that, you know, the real touch from him. And
because of your relationship, because of your relationship with him during his life here, you mean? Is that why you didn't expect it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it was before I was opening my own metaphysical door. So when he touched me on the way out, touched me on the shoulder, and I felt it, and I knew it was him, and that sense of honor he gave me, it was quite a shock. It was even like I expected I'd be crying right away and grieving, but because he touched me in the way he did, I didn't have that experience. I had more of an experience of, oh my God, he's still here, and he's telling me he's honoring me and, you know, the relationship we had. The grief didn't come right. Yeah. It was quite a while before I cried because I felt like he was still with me.
Well, I think he's probably still around, and people say that, but I think that energy is around who your guardian angels are, people that you've had in your life, etc. All right, so again, our thanks to Mary O'Malley. You go to psychicscout.com. If you would like to have a booked reading, you can get a $25 discount if you mention Doug or Good Day. Thanks, Mary.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires larger large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish-raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
After the hour now, it's time in Your Hidden Power to visit with astrologer Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is very easy to find at smbworks@earthlink.net. Set up a conversation with her, smbworks@earthlink.net. So we have a full moon this week. We have not only a full moon, but we have the eclipse. Mercury's going into retrograde, so.
Yes.
Yeah. So, let's talk about the full moon and the lunar eclipse first. It's in Aquarius, but it's in Leo. Explain what.
The sun is in Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And the moon, the full moon is in Aquarius. What happens is
opposite? Aquarius is the opposite.
That's
of
right.
Leo.
Aquarius
right?
is the opposite sign of Leo. So how it works is the sun, if for one whole month, is in the sign of Leo, and then through that month it travels through all the different signs, and it culminates in the sign it is opposite of, which is Aquarius. I know that might sound a little bit confusing, but what happens is there's this opposition between sun and moon. Then when there is a lunar eclipse, which is going on, lunar meaning moon, then it even adds more intensity to whatever that full moon is. And that's why at certain times of the year, it even gets a little more intense. And in the sign of Aquarius, it's all about creating some kind of a sense of freedom, because Aquarius looks for freedom, the ability to be myself and say what I need to say, and also
a non-judgmental kind of in justice for all environment. So that's what we're looking for right now.
The Aquarian, I'm not sure, is that the Aquarian or the Leo?
Yeah, that's the Aquarian.
Because it sounds like Leo to me.
Takes things a lot more personally.
Mm-hmm.
Leo is all about pride and dignity and generosity and looking how they can personally affect and use their creativity in some way in the world. Aquarius does it with a much more non-personal attachment. So their idea is more just to do it. They don't take it on, they don't take the result on personally, and it's more of a, as I'm saying, there's not as much of an attachment to the goal or to the how it sort of ends up at the end. So what we want to do is look at both of those and find a way to say, I can do this, I can say what I need to say, I can be my own person, and I can use the dignity, the loyalty of the Leo, and also the non-judgmental kind of detachment of the Aquarius. And that's really, if you were going to sum it up, that's what we can do. So we need to be leaders in our own life and have the courage of our convictions and do it in a way that is loving and kind and compassionate.
Leading our own life for us, in a manner of speaking, is that some people would consider that egotistical?
Yes,
everything is about you.
And if we have to have egos, our ego. You know, when we look at the word ego, people say ego equals egotistical, and it really doesn't. I mean, we all need to have somewhat of an ego, or we would be snails. You know, I mean, when we look at, that's what drives us, is our need to be who we are. That is not egotistical. You know, that is just embracing and expressing our personality. So it's important to do that. We want some of the Leo energy because they use that drive out in the world to get things done.
Get it done. To listen to previous or current podcasts of Your Hidden Power, have new podcasts delivered right to your smartphone, your tablet, or your other wireless devices, go to blogtalkradio.com/Your Hidden Power. All right, get the podcast from iTunes or anywhere podcasts are available. But blogtalkradio.com/Your Hidden Power gets you everything, all one word, Your Hidden Power. Thanks to Maria Francesca Trilogy at SMB Works at Earthlink.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.